President Trump says he was not informed about a request the White House reportedly made to have the Navy block the name of the USS John S. McCain during Trump's visit to Japan over the weekend. It's named after three generations of McCains who have served in the military, including the late senator from Arizona, with whom Trump had a long public feud. Let's bring in Washington Post national security reporter Dan Lamoth, who's been on this story. Dan, the Wall Street Journal first reported that a U.S. Indo-Pacific Command official wrote an email to Navy and Air Force officials ahead of the president's visit that said, in part, USS John McCain needs to be out of sight, and that the Navy used first a tarp and then a barge to block the ship's name from view. What exactly did the White House ask the Navy to do with this ship, and what actually happened?
The specifics, as I understand them, are that there was indeed an email sent to military officials out in the Pacific, and that the White House did indeed make a request to keep the McCain basically as out of sight as possible during this visit. It appears that that was initially complied with. There was a tarp up on Friday, and when Navy officials higher up got wind of what was happening, they reversed course and said, take that down. So by the time the president arrived there later in the weekend, during the Memorial Day weekend, everything was back to normal.
Okay. And how unusual would that be to have the name of an American ship blocked for a presidential visit?
Highly unusual. And in this case particular, you're talking a vessel that recently overcame a tragedy where you had numerous sailors killed. That vessel is named after three generations of McCains, all of which served in the Navy for years. Obviously, Senator McCain as a pilot who ultimately was taken prisoner in Vietnam, and then his father and grandfather were admirals. So, I mean, this is something that usually you would honor, not hide.
And in fact, you and your colleagues report that crew members of the McCain were not invited to Trump's visit, which occurred on another ship, the USS Wasp.
Sure. The piece that we're trying to get clarity on there, there's no way you necessarily would have been able to fit everyone that served on that base for that particular presidential visit. So they chose to hold the event on the Wasp, which is an amphibious ship that typically has I don't know, maybe upwards of 1,000 people that live on it when it's deployed. But they chose to leave the McCain and one other vessel out. So my question is, why was the McCain the one you left out? And if there's a good reason for that, we haven't heard it yet.
Now, you and your colleagues report that when senior Navy officials grasped what was happening, they had Navy personnel take down the tarp before the visit. So was there some friction between Navy officials and the White House here?
We're trying to get a sense for exactly how high up this went in the Navy in terms of wanting to sort of correct or change the course that they were on, and whether or not there was friction with the White House or whether or not they simply said, hey, this is a bad idea, and just kind of made the decision, on their own on the ground.
Let's listen to what President Trump said about it this morning, because he was asked about it before he departed for Colorado. Here he is.
To me, John McCain, I wasn't a fan, but I would never do a thing like that. Now, somebody did it because they thought I didn't like him, okay? And they were well-meaning, I will say. I didn't know anything about it. I would never have done that.
So he says he didn't know anything about it, but that whoever did it was well-meaning, which would mean that they were making him happy because he's made very clear that he's not a fan of John McCain. What do you make of how he's responded to this, saying he didn't know anything about it?
I kind of wonder if that's an extremely honest answer. He may have been left out of the loop, but is openly acknowledging now that he has become aware of this. Clearly he has no problems with somebody trying to do this based on what he said, which I think is, whether or not that's appropriate is a whole separate issue.
Did you get any better sense? And, we're all trying to make sense of some of the things that are going on in Washington. But do you get any better sense of why Trump is so fixated on John McCain still? He's now been deceased for some time.
I wish we knew. John McCain was no fan of the president and regularly was a critic of him. I think he was able to be a critic of him from a different lane where he wasn't a Democrat. So, you know, there's a contingent of Republicans who obviously hold Senator McCain in very high regard and always will. So I feel like there's largely frustration there and probably an understanding that there are McCain, you know, disciples, if you will, who simply will never accept the president acting in the manner he does.
That's Washington Post national security reporter Dan Lamothe. We'll link you to more of his reporting on this at hereandnow.org. Dan, thank you.
Thanks for your time.